Shvat, Wednesday the 5th of February, Rabbi Moshe Halpern, Hilcha Shabbos.
Happy to receive a telephone call last week from Dudi Itzkovich, asked me to come and say a share. Machvinchen, Fishalayim, and Arichasim, Shunim Toivim, Sach Gesinti Yulim, managing this very, very difficult project. I knew how hard it is to get twice a year, for Yom Tov, to get two or three speakers, to get six speakers every week is an amazing, amazing Zach. This is Zonim Barstein, Marba Toivim, Marba Chaim. I want to speak, I don't know, so I forgot what his name is, how he knew I was speaking about whiskey, or was it Riech HaKodesh? Someone, you had someone tipped you, how would you call it? Huh? Yeah, so it's a very controversial issue, which has been going on already for hundreds of years, and I want to say it's something which I don't have any energy on, because besides a bit of grape juice, whiskey is not one of my problems. The Gemara says in Psuchim, Daf Kifu v'Mendalev, Zuchoy resyoim ha-Shabbos l'katshoy. Zuch the Gemara dash in Chazal, Zuchrayi alayayim b'tinsusoy. When Shabbos comes in, remember the Shabbos on wine. Ayni elu b'alayla, we learn from here that Pshas when Shabbos comes in, b'yoyim minayin, how do we know that we have to make Kiddush by day? Talmud loyim ha-Zuchoy resyoim ha-Shabbos. So we say that although there's an Indian to be Mekabel Shabbos when Shabbos, to remember Shabbos when Shabbos comes in, by day also, my Mevurach, says the Gemara, what's the Nisuch of Kiddush by day? By night, you know, we say Baruch Hanufen and say the Brucha, by Achili is an addition which is not basically part of the Kiddush. So the Gemara by day, we only say Baruch Hanufen, which is interesting because Beitzim Baruch Hanufen is a Bechus HaMehenen. And here, it's been made also to be part of Kiddush. Tosfos says, Zochrai alayayin, why, what has remembrance got to do, dafka, with why? Tosfos brings two psikim, Zichroi ki yayin levunon. I didn't look it up, Ian, but would seem to think that someone who's tasted sometimes a very good wine seems to remember it for a long time. And Tosfos says that although Amiras Kiddush is a deraisa, but that it has to be on wine, Tosfos would seem to think that's only a derabuna. And even if we say that saying on the wine is a deraisa, but the actual drinking of the wine, for Shtai Tosfos, is only a derabuna. The Ram says that although the Gemara learns it out from a pusik, Zuchoy es Yoyma Shabbos, says the Ram that although Kiddush halayla is a deraisa, the Amiras HaKiddush, so you see in Mesipic, maybe the Kiddush HaLayayim, but the Amiras Kiddush is certainly a deraisa. Kiddush HaYoyim is a derabuna. So the Ram, because if not, it wouldn't be enough to say Boira Priyagufen. One would have to say Epes Nisach. And Boira Priyagufen is made, but hasn't got Shaykhus in Kiddush. So why did Chazal implement the Kiddush HaYoyim? The Gemara says that Kvod Yoim is Udef M'Kvod Laila, that one has to make sure that the meal by day should have something more than by night. Agav, the minig was, I don't know from where, that just how we see how everything in the Yiddish Hanhuga has got those that the Chalas Friday night, as I'm saying, that's the minig I was. Remember, my mother used to make them, that the Friday night challahs are plain, and the Shabbos day challahs are platted. I'm saying there are places that are many, the same, you know, so since there is a union of Chvod HaYoyim, Udem Mechvod Laila, Chazal felt that by day we should make something which is a zeicher of Kiddush, and one should say Boi Priya Gufen, and that's all, because that's the beginning of the Nisach HaKiddush by night. And Chazal called it, we see in the Gemara calls it Kedisha Rabbah, and we see on the invitations also it's called Kedisha Rabbah, which means in Aramaic a big Kiddush, although in a way it's only a small. So Qtaran, it's like a kini, like we say on a blind person, Sagi Nua, that he sees very well. And the Ran finishes, Lefisha Aino Ikha Kiddush Shalayla, it's not a Daraisa like Kiddush Shalayla, Vezita She'irai, and its shear is small. We'll soon see what that means. The Gemara in Pesuchim, Daf Kif Zayin, says, it's a long sigya and a complicated sigya, that one can make havdula on shichra, which Rashbam says, we touch shichra beer, but then it was a beverage, a mashke made out of dates. If it is Chamal Medina, what Chamal Medina is also very complicated. Chamal Medina means something that most people use it most of the time as a drink, a beverage during Seder. They got the Kiddush, whether one can make Kiddush on Chamal Medina, which is not Yain, is a big machlok to show them. It's dependent on the Sigya. The Masa, the Mechaber, and similar Shaim Beis, brings two dais, whether one can make Kiddush on Chamal Medina, again, providing that we know what Chamal Medina is. The Mishnah Brira says that the Mechaber is not Machriya between the two Shittas, and it's a serious Shala, to put it at the least, whether one can make Kiddush on Chamal Medina. There's a Gemura which seems to say that there was an Amoira who made Kiddush al Hapas, because pas was more chuviv to him than yain. How do you say chuviv in English?
Preferred.
Yeah, on a person, you can say favorite. Maybe also. Now, the most is showing in Nemesun Shitoi that one can make Kiddush al hapas. There is a shita who says that that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means that because he was hungry or whatever, he did like the Finzach in Minig Ashkenaz, I think even still today, that they wash their hands before Kiddush, and Gnach noch Kiddush, they make an amoitzi. That's what he meant, Mekadosh Arifta, doesn't mean he actually made Kiddush ala pas, but he hurried himself. Aben Rav Rishonim, Nemen, the Gemara Kipshitoi, that one can make Kiddush al hapas. Another machloikis is the Rambam and the Ravid. So by night, Kiddush al Hapas makes sense. Instead of saying Boya Priya Gofen, you'd say Amoitzi Leichem in the Uretz, and after you say Ashishum Tzayisov Lutzavuni the Nuntu. Shabbos by day, where the whole Kiddush al Hayayin is only a bechus and a hen in a Boya Priya Gofen. Now there, it makes a bit of sense, is because normally one would not drink before one has started eating. Normally, unless a person is very thirsty, then we drink wine, water. But someone who's drinking a part of the meal, first of all, you eat, and then between the eating or after the eating, depends how health conscious you are, you drink. By making a boiler priya gufen before the seder, although we're not making this hakiddush, we've shown that there's something different here, and that's what we're doing the Chvod Shabbos. But if we would not make a boiler priya gufen, we would make a kiddush ala pas by day, there's no shini and no heck here, because you're starting the seder and you're making amotzi, because you have to make amotzi when you wash. So there's a machlokes rishonim whether the concept, although according to most rishonim, there is a kiddush ala pas Friday night, whether that applies Shabbos morning is a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam would seem to say that ala pas in the morning does not apply. And the Rav says, yeah, you can make a moitzi, and it should be part of the Kiddush. What's it, the Shini? Swear. The Rosh says, makes a hachrua, that he would say that Friday night, if someone hasn't got wine, rather than making on Chamal Medina, which again is a machlokes rishonim, whether one can make Kiddush. Abdullah, for sure one can make on Shaykh, or let's just say it's beer. Whether you can make Kiddush Friday night on beer is a machlokes rishonim, a machlokes lahalucha. So Friday night, where there is an option of saying Kiddush Al HaPas, rather than making Kiddush on beer, make Kiddush Al HaPas, which again, Kun Turov Shoinim is a proper Kiddush, to Ein Daim Sal Nishtazoy, but that's preferable than making Kiddush on Chama Medina, which is a more controversial machlokes than making Kiddush Al HaPas. Whereas, by day, since there is a larger machlokes Shoinim, whether one can make Kiddush Al HaPas, because in essence you're not doing anything different, there, rather make Kiddush on Chama Medina, because the Masa, you're showing something different than you would do at a normal Seder. A normal Seder, you would wash and eat and then drink. Here, that you're drinking beforehand, although it's not wine, it's a Chama Medina, you're still showing a difference, Lechlot Shabbos, by making a Shahakol on beer or whiskey, whatever, before the Seder. So the Rosh says that the Masa, there's a difference between Friday night, where there's an option, a much better option, if you haven't got wine, by making Kiddush Al HaPas, yeah, which according to Rav Lishonim is okay, whereas by day, rather make Kiddush on Chama Medina, than make Kiddush Al HaPas.
Could have solved the problem by making a Nusach like you do Friday night. You'll make a Nusach Al HaPas in the morning.
Yeah, but Chazal didn't make such a Nusach. Chazal didn't want to make a Nusach. Based on a brucha, we can't make our own brucha. So
say it's psukim, and then you've got your hecker.
Well, on Al HaPas.
Al HaPas.
Okay. So the master, we say psukim, but it's Chazal. Now, what Chama Medina is a very complicated sigya, but the consensus, if that's the right word, is that if there is plenty of wine, especially if wine grows in the area, nowadays in most of our areas, wine doesn't actually grow, it's imported, but you can have wine, people got wine at home, whether one can make the pastas, whether there is wine available, and if you got wine at home, whether there is such a concept of Chama Medina, Lechoyra, Papapashas Apialucha, there wouldn't be such a thing as Chama Medina, since wine is available, and especially if one has got it at home. The Bach, in Simon Reishain Beis, Sivkut Nyid, says that even those who show in say that one can't make Kiddush on Chama Medina, only Havdullah, that applies only to Kiddush by night. But Kiddush by day, they would agree that one can make on Chama Medina. At the Diyuk in the Magid Mishnah, when he explains the Rambam is the one of the Rishonim who say that one can't make Kiddush on Chama Medina, only Havdullah. The Magid Mishnah explains, since there's an option of making Kiddush Al HaPas. Oibazoi, the Rambam Leshetusoi, who says that by day there isn't an option of making Kiddush Al HaPas, since the Kiddush by day is only the Brucha, and there's no Hekah by making a Motzilechem Nuretz, because that's what you would do in any case. So the Rambam Leshetusoi, it would make sense to say, like the Bach says, that there's a difference of Kiddush by night and Kiddush by day. The Bas Yosef, Mitzvah Zayishtak, if the Gemara says, and according to Rav Rishonim, that if pas is chubiv ulav yoisa miyayin, one should make on pas, the Bas Yosef seems to say that most people, when it comes Friday night, especially Shabbos morning, and they're hungry, they're not interested dafka in making Kiddush on wine, especially strong wine, on an empty stomach, unless he's had a very, very big toyameu, which most people at the time didn't have. They worked on the Friday, wherever, Mavasedra, Seshovim, Kenan Amasach, Noch Gefast Ochet. So, comes Friday night and he's hungry, is the pas, is Yosef Chubiv Ulov at the time then Yain. Again, after he's had the stuffed carp, or the chvaisas, the stuffed chicken, but he should have before the seeder start off with wine, yeah, it passes chuviv. Oibazoi is brutal geworden, the whole Indian of Kiddush alayayin. It's interesting, the B'syosuf mitchetzich, the B'syosuf says that although there's aluch and bichs on the henen, that one should be makdim, what is chuviv, since there is a mitzvah, Hakuna Midrabuna, to make Kiddush alayayin, if he chooses to do that, it's also okay. But we see that the concept of chuviv is a very, very strong issue, which will come to good use when we discuss later the Indian of making Kiddush Badei on whiskey. We see also, and I don't want to go into it, that in the Torah, in Simei Reish Paites, who speaks about Kiddush Bayoyim, that in the Bas Yosef there is a tzar to say that although Friday night, to say Kiddush al Shah Mashkin, it would have to be Chamar Medina, Shabbos by day, where the whole Kiddush is only to show that it's different than a normal Seder, where we start off with Pas, and we drink afterwards, Shabbos by day, it could be has a killer. We said that the Bach says that although those who are Machmeh on Chamar Medina by night would agree by day, in Bas Yosef and in the Torah, Kenzan Shteit Nochmeh, that by night, if we would have to make on Shah Mashkin, it would have to have the Geda or the Mal of Chamar Medina. Shabbos by days, since it's only Lechvot Shabbos to show that normally we start the Seder with the Challah and we make Hamoitzi. Here we're drinking something and saying before a Brucha, it should be okay even if it's not Chamar Medina. The Bach in Simei Reish Paites on the minig of Klal Yisrael, which he says has been going on already since the Rishonim, as of the Bach, that Shabbos by day, people used to make Kiddush on beer, although they had wine at home. And the Brenkas is as of the Rishonim also. Again, we now said before that it could be that Shabbos by day one can make Kiddush on Shah Mashkin if it's not Chamar Medina. The Bach didn't go that far. The Bach said that even those who show him who say that by night you can't make on Chamar Medina, by day you can make Chamar Medina. But to say that there is a Chshivas of Chamar Medina when you've got wine at home is Halucha D'Gzayah Shver. Frank the Bach, why is the minig already hundreds of years? And the Bach, interesting, says that's 4 years ago, and I don't know exactly when the Bach was the Shver of the Taz. The Taz lived in Tachtat, yeah? Same time as was older than the Shach. So the Bach was probably somewhere in the Sheehan's area. So he brings that 4 years ago, there was a Vaad, which was like the maid used to make, I think, the Vaad Abba Rutsus. And this question was brought up, on what basis does Klal Yisrael have a minute Shabbos by day to make Kiddush on Shaykha, on beer and not on wine. And Zakainim of Mayid Gevein, as Gevein the Reb Shachna, if I'm not mistaken, I licked in Kruke, and Gevein the Rebbe, and Gevein the Reb Shachna, and Rebbe from the Shach, and the Mashal, he says Reb Shachna and the Mashal, Ham Zachazoy Gefir, what? In Lublin? Ah, they'll go over there now in Lublin, yeah. And the Mashal Nikocht in Lublin, yeah. So, and no one came up with an halachic answer on what basis, even if there's wine at home, the Gedol Yisroel and Klal Yisroel made Kiddush Shabbos Badei on Chamar Medina and not on wine, even if there was wine at home. So the Mugabrum says that there are Rishonim who say that Chamar Medina, Yayin, is only if it grows naturally in the area. If yain is imported in the area, although it is available, other mashkim, if they're used a lot, can have a Chamar Medina. So Matzfalost of Dain, that there are shittas who say that although there is wine available, since it doesn't grow naturally, it has to be imported. Again, the Choyle would see that Sheikha beer was done locally, so I don't know if it applies nowadays when everything is imported, nothing grows in Golders Green. I don't think they still need they don't make either wine or beer. But then beer was done locally, wine was imported Eastern Europe, I don't think there were grapes where it came from. I mean, from Italy, from Mansour, from wherever. Oh, look there. So, first of all, it's considered Chama Medina. Since there are shittas who say that one can't make Kiddush on Chama Medina Bechlau, and the Mugavrun doesn't bring the Bach who says that there's a difference between Friday night and Shabbos B'day. However, there are shittas who say that one can make Kiddush Al HaPas. So although there is a shittah who says that that only applies by night and not by day, so what do? We do both. We make a shahakoil on beer, and we make afterwards a hamoitzi on the pas. So again, we're not yoitzer chol ha'dayis, but we are yoitzer according to a lot of dayis. Whereas Friday night, you can't make kiddush both on a beer and on the challahs, because Friday night there's a nisach to say. And if you're not yoitzer with the Chama Medina, and you take a glass, a bech of beer, and you make a shahakl, and afterwards you make a shikshum tzvoysov, you made a hefsik between the beches on the hayanin and the actual tima. So that's why Shabbos by day, when man could be yoitzer many shittas, by making a shahakol and a moitzi, has a klal yisur the chazoy gefiit. Whereas Friday night, one can't. Again, so according to the Mugen Avraham, oh, that's another shala, whether you can be yoitzer. Where Kiddush ala pas, not ala pas, but on pas abu bekisden. L'choyle one would have to have a large share, that one would afterwards have to say, third question. L'choyle kumt the mugavrum, that wouldn't help for the minik to say Kiddush, then afterwards have cake and make a hefsik. According to the mugavrum, the pashtas, it would have to, only if it goes one after another, have the again, it's not a very push-up because there's a machloikist, whether the issa te'ima before Kiddush only applies by night or applies by day. We're machmer. Again, l'choyle, the aitz of the Mugav Rum is only if you would make a shahakon and straight afterwards ala pas.
If you go to kitchen, only a little bit of cake. Should you make kitchen kind of room? But the sudan?
We first want to know whether you're a yoitzer with the kiddush that you made by the kiddush. So again, the question is on what have you made kiddush?
On one little bit of cake.
No, yo, but you didn't make kiddush on the cake. You made kiddush on what? On a bit of whiskey. What do you make on a pas? You make kiddush al pasiyan. Make the definition of sedua inyan that one should make again, but it's only boke gufin. Usually, sometimes one has to be moitze one of the bnei bayis if they haven't gone to the kiddush. But even if not, there's no inyan to make again a boke gufin where one is yoitze, they can see them. The chayu udom, and the Mishnah brings the chayu udom, says that although by night, if one hasn't got wine, he should be mekadosh ala pas, and not a chama medina, to be yoitzer with the shittas Rambam, who says that one can't be yoitzer kiddush with chama medina, only Abdullah. But shachris, although yayin is mitzvah min amivcha, im chuviv lo yayin surof, that yayin surof, bronfen, whiskey, is efeim chuviv, can a mekadosh dam, even if he's got yayin at home. And Mishnah Brira brings that lehalucha. But the Chayudim says, yes, you can make kiddush on whiskey if it's chuviv. But there's two other dinim which apply by kiddush. One, that you have to have a kos, which is machzik revius, again, smaller share, 86 mil, whatever, and one has to drink miloy ligmov. So the Chayudim says, fine, you can make kiddush on whiskey, but it has to be on a becher, and one has to drink meloy lingmov, which most people on a good whiskey would find it very difficult. First of all, most people who make kiddush Shabbos by day don't make it on a kof, which is machzik revius, and don't drink a meloy lingmov. The Mishnah Brira says, if it's difficult for him to drink meloy lingmov himself, he can divide it between other people, because that's a machloikus, whether the person who's making kiddush himself has to drink meloy lingmov, or he can divide it. So, it can assign a zan on those shittas. But again, according to the Mishnah Brira, that will not help the person who Shabbos morning takes a small whiskey glass and makes kiddush on it, and the kos is not mafsik revius, and he doesn't drink meloy nikbof. The Bechut Sheruf and others after him want to be miyashav the minig, which the minig was, and the Basham brengt from Gedoyle Yisroel, Gedoyle Rebbes, and grace to be the Chumgevein, who made kiddush on a small kos and did not drink revius. Now there's an interesting tirazuov. The Tirazuv and Simon Reish Yid Sifkut Nalev, where the Mechaber says that although one makes a brucha shalafuneyu even on a mashi, a person has a zip of a drink, he makes a brucha lefuneyu, but a brucha achrona, one has to drink a revius. Look at Tirazuv, that whiskey, which is not normal for a person to drink a sheer revius. The normal whiskey is drunk, whatever it's called in English, called a shot, whatever it is. A small Bronfenbläsel. And that's the normal, and that's, this must be the person who wants to drink whiskey, that's the normal kamas. Kim the tears over Tamoyde Gechidesh, although we never seen such a thing before, that there is a Brucha Chroine after less than a Revius, since whiskey is normally drunk, less than a Revius, one would make a Brucha Chroine even if it's less than a revius. So the Bechut Sheruv and others say, if that applies to Brucha Achroina, he adin legab kiddush, amoydik kiddush, that if we make kiddush on whiskey, and why we allowed to make, because we consider it the Chumah Medina, and it's Chubiv, and Shabbos Badei, is a lachta, whatever, one can make kiddush even on a small cost, and even if one doesn't drink meloy ligmov. The interesting Chivas by Shloime, I think was somewhere 150 years ago, brengt da Shale in Ebenezer, Simon, Pai. Now it's very interesting to know what's Kiddush got to do with Ebenezer, Simon, Pai. That there was a person who was an Ed for a Get. An Ed has to be a Kusher Ed. After the Get, or a few weeks after the Get, someone came that this person had made a Neder, Shvir, that he's not going to drink Shlei Eshter Yain Surav, and he was found drinking, afterwards, Eidim, that he was found drinking whiskey. Oy bazoy, ot oygen av ashvir, oy bazoy zol azam tusalaydis. Says the Baishan, oy bazoy, the get is invalid, sagresa tzura. Zugda b'shloime, that since whiskey, one doesn't drink a revius, so one only drinks less, which is a chutzishir. Chutzishir, even if we say it's usum na toira, na ge pasl ben alucha, one is not mechiyev malchus, and the alucha is to pasl someone for eidus, it has to be a lav sheyesh boi malchus. So on chutzishir, even as a toira gena hisa deraisa, but he wouldn't pasl him like this. Zukta by shloima, is do a tira zuav, who the Tiruzuav says that one makes a brucha achroina even on less than a revius. Zuk the Veshloime, even if legaba brucha achroina met unem in the Tiruzuav, when it comes legaba esirim, should a person drink chutzi shir paisach, of whiskey, which is chumet, he would zecher not be oiver, legaba esirim, versteht the by Shloime it would have to be a shir, and he brings a raya from the Gemurim Psuchim, which Gemurim says that kitach habavli, which is some sort of a sharp dip, one would only be oiver if one eats of it a kezayis kedai achilas pras, and the Gemurim says that the dip is only a mixture of chumetz, it would have to be a very dense mixture that one should eat a kezayis kedai pras. Eye dips are also not eaten on its own. It's only bimazukta letavlo. And after we can we see as to do the halucha fin that it has to be a revius. Then the Bashleina says that although the Tirazuv in his times says that the Deirich was to drink less than a revius, so the Bashleina in our times, since whiskey has become very common and people drink revius v'oid, even the Tirazuv would agree that nowadays one would not only make a brucha achroina after having drunk a revius. So the Pesukim in Mishnah Malani say that it could be in his place where it was in Russia, or the Chvaisu was freezing cold, people drunk then revius. Nowadays it's not normal to drink that much. I want to just finish in Lubavitch, weiss man doch, the Chassidim dort, the starke Chassidim, they could drink So they used to say that, and but nowadays people can't do it. So they used to say as verzartens, how Menschen gehabt, zadene moiches, silk minds, and ledene meganes, leather stomachs. Nowadays, unfortunately, it's opposite. People have got ledene moiches, leather minds, and silk. One or two people came with a complaint. They found it offensive, so I'm asking people to take it in a good way. They are the seven makas. Boy has got the three makas. So the Mefarshim mentions that why are the ten makas not in one sedra? So they say that the first seven makas, Parah did not want to let anyone out. Afterwards he agreed, but he didn't allow the children, the taf, to go out. And that's what the Seder wants to bring the importance that by Eden, the union of the taf, the concept of little children going with, obviously if we would have to leave them behind, it wouldn't come to question. But even according to Paro, that we were only going out for 3 days, and what do you need the little children? They were disturbed. The concept of Rav Shimon Chananya, bring a little child into the smedish, he should absorb. So that's a drusha for itself. The question is, if one looks in the Chimish, I've never noticed the question, after the ninth makah, Choshech, Para says anyone can go, only the animals should stay behind. So the question is, he's allowing anyone to go, they would have left their animals at home. And because of that, Megidach bringing the Makas B'choydus, and not only Makas B'choydus was the Gres the Makim, Hanim Eloi Malach, Hanim Eloi Shliach, what, to save the donkeys, to save the sheep and cattle? Zogt Rav Shlomo Klieger, that the Gemara says, Im Rishonim Kemaluchim Uni Kemnayudom. Im Rishonim Kemnayudom Uni Kechamoyrim. In a nice way, it means to say that the difference between us and previous generations, and we're not talking about Rishonim and Tanum Bamruam, but even between us and 3-4 generations ago, Yom and Segevein out of Kiva Eigen, Saksos, Afila Gedoyli Sul from before the war, or after the war, even the Gedoyli Sul who were Nifta 10 years ago, between us and Abraham Leib Steinman, or the Chev Evin, or Zung, the Baisu, ever, Sina Shedoyli Sul, there is something which you can't even begin to compare. Kal the Chaim a few generations. The Toyner says, Pusik says, Nach, Kemai Tzayis Chomets Mitzvah, and in the Fluas. That when Mashiach will come, it will be a rerun of what's the Vaskvema Mitzrayim. We can think Mashiach didn't come to the Tanuim, he didn't come to the Amaruim, he didn't come to the Rishonim, he didn't come to the Achroinim. We nowadays, we can consider ourselves maybe like, in a nice way, without offending us anyone, like animals. What is our hope that Mashiach will come? Of the Torah Demeskot Vaz, and the Rebbeinu Shem says, I'll fight for you in the largest manner possible. And Aniv Le Malach, Aniv Le Shliach, even if he allows anyone to go out, that non-Nish, the Yiddish Abayimus, however low we are, we are Mashiach in Gashmi, we're not worse than the Bahamas in that time. It's a Zayat Mashiach.